Welcome back to the Questions for My Pastor podcast. My name is James and I'm the pastor here at SAR Fellowship. We are an international church in the Kingdom of Bahrain and we are aiming to answer your questions about the Bible, Christian life, church, anything really in 10 minutes or less. And today, why is gossip such a big deal? So we will, let me just get a timer going. There we go, clock, stopwatch, and we're off. So I recently talked to somebody, a really good friend of mine, and the conversation turned to gossip. Not that we were gossiping, we were talking about gossip. And they said to me, I don't think people really realize the wider impact that gossip has. And I said, you know, what are you talking about? And they said, this is so good. They said, it robs one person of an opportunity to apologize and to pursue reconciliation. I thought that was so good. And as we talked, it became clear and clear and clear and clearer to me that as hurtful as gossip can be, in the moment, there are much further reaching and deeper consequences that I had just not considered. And I'm really grateful that this person shared with me. And what they said is too good not to share with you guys as well. So ironically, if somebody feels like they haven't been shown the grace, the care, the love that they desire or deserve, and you take issue with that, if you feel like somebody's hurt you or wronged you or sinned against you by gossiping about them to a third party, you're actually depriving that person of the very same thing. There is no grace, no love, no care in gossip, and depriving other people of something that we very clearly value so highly ourselves because we're upset that we've not received it, it just doesn't make sense. And by involving a third party, or Lord forbid, a fourth, fifth party in the sharing of our complaints, which is just an awkward position that nobody wants to find themselves in, by sharing with others instead of speaking with the source, we are actually withholding the opportunity from that person forever to be made right. When we find ourselves indirectly doing the very thing that we claim to be offended by, and we totally miss the moment to see the gospel at work among us. You just imagine the situation. He or she has done this or said that, and therefore they didn't treat me right. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to treat them right by complaining and gossiping to somebody else about them. And this just continues the cycle. There's a potential to just carry on and on and on and on. You know, one of the wonderful things about the gospel, the good news of Jesus, is that when we accept that we are sinners, when we accept that we cannot earn our righteousness or forgiveness, nor prove ourselves good enough to God, we have the opportunity to turn to God in repentance and faith, and we find grace and forgiveness. And gossip cuts off that crucial step of acceptance and repentance, turning away from sin and towards grace and forgiveness. So let's be really, really clear. We read in Romans chapter 1, gossip is a serious sin. Gossip contradicts Jesus' very clear teaching about conflict resolution. Matthew 18 is a wonderful passage about what we do if we feel hurt by other people. Gossip hurts other people, it divides friends, and it damages relationships. And beyond that very short and succinct summary of the truth, gossip causes, I've learned in conversation with other people, and also through experience, gossip causes damage that hopefully nobody intends. It's a much wider reaching sin than we ever might imagine. Gossip is very, very simply the opposite of the gospel. It is bad news that cuts people off, divides people. It is diametrically opposed to the good news that restores and that forgives and that shows grace and love and forgiveness. So that was just 4 minutes, why gossip is such a big deal. If there are other questions you've got about the Bible, about the Christian life, about church, about anything really, my contact details are in the description below, and I'd love to hear from you. But until then, God bless.